3 weeks ago, when we were reading Parshat Vayeshev, we come across the original tragedy of Sinas China, of Yosef and his brothers, and the brothers selling Yosef. And you read two Parshas Vayeshev, and the brothers seem to be quite unrepentant of anything that they did. They sold Yosef, and we don't really see any sense of regret that they had done anything wrong. Maybe they thought Yosef was a rodef, maybe they thought Yosef was out to get them. But they sell him. The father's convinced, Ach, Torah, Torah, Yosef. And they go on their merry way. Vayeshvu lecho lechem. They're happy to do what they do. 2 weeks ago, in Parshas Miketz, we begin to see some signs of regret. After Yosef tells them, and they don't know that he's Yosef, that they have to stay behind, and somebody has to go and bring back Binyamin. Vayomer ish al achiv aval ashemim anachnu al achinu. We're guilty. Asher einu tzarat nafsho b'schanano eleinu v'lo shamanu. Because he was pleading, and we didn't listen to him. We didn't have mercy. Al kein ba eleinu atzara zos. That's why this is happening. You have the beginning of the signs of regret, but they don't seem to regret the fact that they sold him, more the fact that they didn't have extra pity on him. By the end of Parshas Miketz, when the gavia, the goblet, was found in Binyamin's sack, not the English sack, but the Hebrew sack, right? In his bag. It's very hard to walk with a goblet in your sock. So Yehuda says, Vayome Yehuda manomala doni manedaberu manedstadaka elokim matzat avon avadecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us. Presumably for the sale of Yosef, for what they did, begin to realize that they're really getting punished. And then we get to last week's Parsha. Parsha we read yesterday. Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. They're in shock. And Yosef tells his brothers, don't worry. Ani Yosef, achichem asher mechatem osim mitzrayim avatal teyatzvu. Don't be upset. Valicha beinechem. Don't feel so bad. Ki mechatem osiheina. Hashem sent me here, so in order to save everyone, there's a famine, and etc. So he tells the brothers, don't worry. And things seem to be on demand, and seem to be fine. But something's missing. After Yosef goes through this whole monologue about how everything is here to take care of, and then Vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv ayefku, Binyamin bachal tzavarav, he cries on Binyamin's shoulders, and Binyamin cries on his shoulders, Vayinashek l'chol achav ayefka leim, and he kisses his brothers, and they cry, he cries, Vachrechin debru achavito, and then they talk to him. They talk to him, but they don't once ask for forgiveness. They don't say, forgive us. Just doesn't happen. Seventeen years after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, and that's 39 years after they sold Yosef, Yaakov Avinu dies in this week's parsha. And Yosef and his brothers go to bury him in Maras HaMachpelah, and they come back. And Vayuach Yosef Kimeis Aviyem Vayom Uluyis Temenu Yosef Hashev Yashiv Lanu Eis Kol HaRasha Gamalnu Oso. Now that Yaakov is dead, maybe Yosef is going to punish us. Vayetzavu al Yosef leimor avicha tziva lefnei maso leimor kosamu li Yosef anas ana pesha achecha v'chatosam ki ra'a gemalucha v'yatas ana lefesha avdei alokei avicha. They told Yosef, according to the Ramban, they made up this story, that Yaakov told Yosef to forgive them, and they ask for forgiveness. Sana lefesha avdei elokei avicha. Please forgive us. It was a pesha. It was a crime. It was wrong. Finally, 39 years later, they turn to Yosef and ask for forgiveness. Vayamalem Yosef, al tiral, don't worry, ki hasachas elokim ana ani. V'atem chashevtem alai ra'a, you thought it was bad, alokim chasheva l'tava, Hashem made it for good, l'man asoka yom ezelach yosam rav. This way, many people could survive because of the famine. V'yaltal tiral, don't be afraid, anuchi achalkel eschem v'estapchem, I'll take care of you. V'yinachem mosam, he consoled them, v'yidaber alibam, and he spoke to them. Wonderful, nice, beautiful, except for one thing. Comes Rabbeinu Bechaye and said, Yosef didn't say one thing. One thing he left out. He left out, I forgive you. He never said it. He said, don't worry. He said, it'll be okay. He said, I'll take care of you. He said words of consolation. He never said, I forgive you. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Chazal tell us, Shekol mi shechata l'chaveru v'asa tshuva eino nimcha li'olam ad sh'yiratza es chaveru. Says he doesn't get the full mechila if you harmed your friend until your friend is mochal you. And he says, Mikol makom l'ra'inu sh'yazker akosav mechila b'Yosef. We never find that Yosef said, I am mochal you. And therefore, V'im kein metu ba'ansham below mechilat Yosef. The brothers never got mechila from Yosef because he never said it. V'yefshal lehiskaper avonim rak b'mechilaso, and therefore they never had full kapara. V'al kein hutzra cha'unesh li'os kamus v'chosum lihipokeid achazman b'inyan asara haruge malchus. Midrashim talk about that there's a connection between the 10 brothers and the Asara Haruge Malchus that we read about on Yom Kippur. In the famous piyut, or at least the Minhag of Ashkenazim, the famous piyut, it's read on Yom Kippur, and in Musaf. And, we read how that seems to have been a punishment for the chet of the 10 brothers who sold Yosef, and how Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nefsi, and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, and Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Hanadya ben Tradion, and the other great, great Chachamim were killed, tortured to death by the Romans. And that was all some sort of punishment, maybe Bil Gilgul Meshamos, who knows what. Because the brothers never got Mechaya. Bin Mechaya comes along here and tells us an unbelievable yisod. If you do something wrong, you have to ask for mechila. And if the person says to you, don't worry about it, it was nothing, don't let it trouble you, it's fine, it's not enough. The person has to say, I am mochel you. Why? Why is it so important to say, I am mochel you? Why isn't it good enough to just say, don't worry about it? There's nothing. Don't let it bother you. What's insufficient about that? So I think there are two things that are insufficient. Because I come along and I said, listen, I'm really sorry about what I did. I was wrong. And the person says to me, don't worry about it. It wasn't so bad. So what do I begin to think? Hey, you know what? Maybe it wasn't so bad. Maybe I don't really have to do tshuva. Maybe I really didn't harm him so much. Maybe he really wasn't hurt by what I said. And if I think that it wasn't so bad, I'll never do tshuva. Because I never will fully regret what he did, because I really didn't do anything so bad. You know he sold Yosef, but, you know, at the end, God really wanted him to be sold, so it really wasn't so bad to sell Yosef. So next time, one of the brothers is bothering us, we'll sell him. Not quite. But when the person tells you, don't worry about it, so I begin to think that maybe I wasn't so bad. And if I think I wasn't so bad, I can't really do tshuva. I think there's another aspect also. Because if I don't say I'm mochel you, if I say it wasn't so bad, don't worry about it. In a certain sense, I, the one who am harmed, am not willing to confront the fact that you really harmed me, you really hurt me. And in essence, the only kind of mechila I'm really giving you is for mechila that's something that didn't happen. I'm saying to you, you come along and say, we're sorry, and I say, no, it wasn't so bad. Yeah, and the part that wasn't so bad, I'm mochel you, but I'm not willing to confront the part that really was bad. I'm not willing to say, you really did hurt me. It really was painful, but I'm mochel you anyway. That's mechila. To pretend that there was no pain when there was pain. So that's not a real mechila on what really happened. That's the Yisodi of Rabbeinu B'chaya. I remember reading a story, I don't remember the details. Two people came to Rav Moshe Feinstein for a Din Torah. And whatever it was at the end, so they worked out something, and so one of them turned to the other, Reuven turned to Shimon, and he said, will you be mochel me? And Shimon said, don't worry about it, everything's fine now. Rav Moshe stopped. He said, are you mochelim? I said, Rebbe, I said, everything's fine. He said, no. Say that you're mochel. The person said he's mochel. So you have to remember. The most important thing to remember is not to harm people, not to engage in sinaschinim, and not to sell your brothers, no matter how much of a pain they are to you. Did you ever think of selling your little brother or something? He says, not to do that. But if you ever harm somebody and you did something wrong, and you have to ask for mechila, and when you go and you ask for mechila and you say to the person, can you be mochel me? And he says, don't worry. And she says, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Push him on it. Say, no. Are you mochel me? I said, don't worry. No. Tell me, are you mochel? He says, because you have to realize that if you harm somebody, it was hurtful, and they have to be mochel on that hurt. And then, if you ask for mechila, and they grant mechila, then Bezus Hashem, we can achieve complete kapara.